think you saw it in the last 2 weeks. You know, it's not just a coincidence that we got two of our better results in recent times at home to Pats and at home to Derry when we had, you know, the guts of the 800 people at the game. We've obviously missed the supporters in that length of while. And, you know, tomorrow it's open to, I think, 2,100 people where, you know, there'll be nobody turned away tomorrow night as long as they're there good and early and get their temperatures checked, etc., or they buy it online, as Cathy Taff has addressed it in there, you know. But we need them also to be patient with us playing the likes of Shamrock Rovers, because if they're right, it'll be a long, long night. And there's nothing that we can do as management team, players, or indeed supporters, but they can certainly help. And should we have a spell where we're on top to go and back us, or even better still, as they always have done, backing us when the chips are down. And look, we need them tomorrow night, and we need them for the remaining, you know, number of months. It's the first time that supporters will be able to get a look at Shamrock Rovers, who are the best team in the country for the last 18 months, and it's the first time that the supporters will be able to get to see them in Ballybuffet in the last 18 months. And we just pray to God that they'll get to see them next year and that we'll be in the same division as them.
Yeah, because Ollie, they're a class team, aren't they? Even though they've had a difficult run of results over the last couple of weeks, they are up there for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think someone said the last their last two games, I think they've lost about 3 or 4 games in 2 years. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they've raised the bar and they've added a serious quality to their team, and they're a joy to watch. I just hope to God, from our point of view, they won't be a joy to watch tomorrow night. But, you know, it's our last time playing Shamrock Rovers in Ballybuffet this year. Please God, we'll have them again twice next year if we can stay in the division. And even for the neutrals to come out and look at the best side in the country playing against us, and also to back us of other supporters that have been there over the years and are back in their draws the last 2 Fridays.
Yeah, well, you've had your injury problems in recent weeks and players been absent because of suspension as well, Ollie, but fair play to Harps. They've dug in. You're on this great run of results. The hope is that, you know, starting into another busy period of games, that we can keep that going.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously we'd love to try and keep it going. We'll soon find out, is it a bridge too far tomorrow? Maybe it will, maybe it won't be. Like, we need to be at our very, very best in Shamrock Rovers to be at a level well below what they can get to for it to happen. But we're very conscious of the run we're on and to try and keep it going, because it's very, very difficult, as you have seen and we have seen, to turn a losing run around. And we'd love to keep an unbeaten run going even through tomorrow night, although that'll be the most difficult ask as of yet.
Yeah, because, you know, you have already made mention of the fact that, you know, Harps are gathering all these points, Ollie, but the teams around you, Waterford picking up points, okay, Dundalk are down there, but we don't expect that to last too long. Drogheda aren't too far ahead of you, but it's going to take an almighty effort to avoid finishing in the bottom two.
Well, whoever finishes second bottom would probably have accumulated more points than any team that would have gone into playoff before. And I think that looks like the hard facts of whoever finishes second bottom. And I think you addressed the Dundalk one. I mean, Dundalk are probably in the false position. Waterford have recruited and have invested very, very heavily with the number of hugely experienced lads out of England. I've said it from the minute the likes of Eddie Nolan arrived, that, you know, they are not investing just to get to a playoff. So even if we dramatically improve, which we have, we may still be in the playoff, to put it that way to you, because whoever is going to be in the playoff might have accumulated I don't know how many points that normally would keep you safe by a mile. But this year it might be a playoff, and if it's a playoff, it's a playoff. Although, you know, we'll be fighting tooth and nail to try and avoid that.
Right, and finally, the transfer window closed this week. You know, plenty of coverage of cross-channel transfers, etc. Ollie, how have things been for you on that front? I know you were looking for additions to your squad. Things didn't work out?
Things didn't work out in one or two cases, some by choice, some not by our choice. However, we were really confined to taking in possibly one more body or one more player. We've lost a couple of lads, and we have a smaller panel than what we had at the start of the year. And we probably wanted to strengthen in one area of the pitch, to put it that way to you. But if they aren't better than what you have, there's no point to taking them in. And it kind of transpired that way, albeit that it wasn't just our decision that it didn't happen, you know. But it's difficult. It's a difficult window as well to get players in, because you know, you have other leagues starting in obviously in England and Scotland and indeed Wales, where their league is just up and running and starting, and you can still sign for their leagues without international clearance. For us, we needed them in on Tuesday there and it didn't happen, but we're very happy with what we have. Please God, they say injury 3 and suspension 3, and we'll work with that.